This is Eric Mann. We have two exciting people on the show today, Leah Rose Gallegos and Lauren Kwan Madrid. Leah, you heard before, we had Las Cafeteras, a terrific group in studio. And I think even during the show, Leah and I started talking about, somehow got into a conversation about yoga. And she sent me an email over the holidays saying that they're really working on opening up this people's yoga in East L.A. Would it be okay if they would come on the show? And I thought, more than okay. We're excited to have you. So let's start with people's yoga. How did you both get the idea? And where is it in the process right now?
All right. Well, thank you for having us. We're really excited to be here. And yeah, we when I was here a few months ago with Las Cafeteras, we had the opportunity to exchange some yoga stories. And so now at this point with People's Yoga where we're at, I thought what a perfect way to come back and talk again about yoga. So right now we are going on over a year. So a year ago, Lauren and I got together and we both come from communities of the East Side and the Northeast Side, where there's little to no access to yoga. But in our adult life, we were fortunate to be able to travel to a few cities over and take yoga. And so Lauren and I would exchange words and stories and in conversation about our personal journeys with yoga, but also the lack of yoga in our neighborhoods and in our communities. And so we both were inspired by a lot of other local community projects and individuals that exist currently, like the Eastside Cafe or Las Cafeteras or Corazón del Pueblo, Tonali Studios, the list goes on and on. And we decided that we wanted to bring yoga to the East Side, to communities, to a variety of communities where yoga either does not exist or there's just little access. So since then, we've been offering classes in Boyle Heights, Downey, Little Tokyo, East LA, at community spaces, schools, nonprofits. Yeah, anything I'm missing?
Well, Lauren, when I saw the map that Leah sent me, I mean, she was showing East LA, and then they were saying, where are the closest yoga studios? And there weren't any. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, about what the, just like there's a food desert, looks like there's a yoga desert.
Definitely. So thanks again for having us
course.
On the show. So there's yoga studio, yoga in gyms and in various community centers, but there are no yoga studios anywhere to be found in the greater Boyle Heights, East LA, and further east, Rosemead, Montebello, Pico Rivera area. There's no official yoga studios. It's a big hole. We see yoga studios in downtown LA, Pasadena, making a big circle around the region, and then maybe in Cypress and in Long Beach and in Whittier. So there's this big area where there is no yoga studios. And that area, that big hole around the east side, is a very similar map to food deserts,
right.
Access to park space, even pollution from freeways, right? So there's a lot of connections between access to healthy spaces to play, yoga, and then even organic foods, right? So there's this big hole that we see, and we noticed it growing up in those areas where we had to travel a little further, or we had to go to that one yoga class at the YMCA, which was a great class, but to do yoga. So with that process, we decided, like, let's actually do something about it and start creating these little yoga projects in partnership with other community spaces.
Well, let's talk about what yoga means, because the word's being said and a lot of the listeners are going, yoga, or I know what yoga is, and we may be talking about totally different things. So I want to tell also about my experience, but Leah, why don't you start, and then Lauren, and then I'll go. So describe what, is there a style, is there an approach, is there a method, who have you been influenced by? How are you evolving your understanding of it? And 10 other questions.
Yes. All right. Question number one. So for me, yoga can be a lot of things. And I think that's one of the most brilliant things about yoga is that it can be many things to many different people. For me, I've had many wonderful experiences with it. I grew up playing competitive soccer. So I played from age 5 to age 22-ish. And in my later days, I got an ACL tear, which is one of the most major ligaments in the knee.
Anterior cruciate ligament.
Yes. I did not know that. And And so that was sort of the end of my soccer career after right. playing in college at USC and then even trying out for the U.S. national team.
Wow.
So I took a year or two off. And then in that year or two, I was doing yoga. And I decided I wanted to play soccer again. And because of yoga, I was stronger, fitter, and faster than I had ever been in my younger days. And so I ended up playing semi-professional soccer for a little bit. So that's what yoga was for me in the physical realm. But in my process of practicing yoga, I quickly realized that it was way beyond the physical. So for me, I was able to transform a lot of self-hate, a lot of doubt, a lot of negative thoughts into self-love and into positivity and into acceptance and gratitude. So there's this whole mental aspect of yoga, this mental practice that allows you to bring attention and awareness to yourself.
Give a couple examples of poses. What I want to do is try to describe the physical phenomenon through words.
Okay.
So try to tell us, close your eyes almost, mm-hmm. and describe some poses you like, imagine yourself in them, and then as you're talking, tell us what's going on.
All right. So I will describe, let's see. So some of the hip openers, in our hips we carry a lot of emotions.
Right.
And so in some of these hip opener poses, you'll feel a lot of things. There's been instances where I have physically felt that it hurts so good. And that's like a feeling you can't even really, I don't know if I can explain it in any other way, but it feels, or it hurts so good.
Explain the pose.
Uh-huh. So wide leg straddle, forward fold. On the ground, you open both legs to as far distance as you can, and you keep a nice long spine, and you start to fold forward. And so in yoga, a lot of times we think it's just stretching, but it's a different approach to movement. So rather than just trying to touch your toes and bending your back, what we're going to do is keep our back long so that we get the practice in our hips, right? Which is not our common approach to our bodies.
That's great. Lauren, would you describe a pose and get us into one?
Definitely. So I immediately thought of mountain pose. And mountain pose is where you stand with both feet on the ground. You stand straight. And for me, how I teach or how I share yoga, particularly mountain pose, I start with the feet. And we root our feet down towards the ground. And it's an opportunity for the practitioner to connect with the ground and notice I am present. I am here. Potentially think of your roots or maybe your ancestors in that pose, and then work your way up as you are a mountain. You're as tall and sturdy as a mountain, and then your head is the peak. And how connecting with your spine, noticing your spine really tall, and noticing how your shoulders might open up and your heart might be upwards towards the sky. And so for me, when in mountain pose or in other standing poses, it's an opportunity to be present. And that's one of the things that I've benefited from yoga so much, is being present. My mind is constantly moving forward. I'm thinking about the future all the time. So for me, this practice roots me in the present and in the earth. And when we think about these poses, these yoga poses, and take them to the earth, take them to nature, to animals, it slows us down and it makes us realize what really matters and what is important for us as individuals and our broader community.
That was the voice of Lauren Kwan Mazrid. Tell us a little bit about the breathing.
Definitely. So breathing is yoga, being connected to the in-breath and the out-breath, and every movement is connected to a breath. And that essentially, once your mind starts going off, you acknowledge where your mind is going, and you focus once again on your breath. So every pose, when we ground ourselves at the beginning of the practice, it's about finding the breath and noticing how that feels through your body. And starting to take inventory of the body, of the mind, of the heart, of any aches and pains. And in a world and a society where that's not really valued, it's more what we can produce and the money we can make and the money we can spend. Practicing and sharing yoga is counter to all that, in a way, because we're actually being present, slowing down, and checking in with the self. So those are some of the values of yoga.
Well, I'll do my own testimony because I totally agree with you both. And I want to make sure we have enough time to really trying to get support for the People's Yoga Project, because I'm an organizer, and this is called Voices from the Frontline. So if you were two yoga practitioners without a People's Yoga, you wouldn't be on the show.
Yes.
You know, it's because you want to bring yoga to East L.A. Mm-hmm. is why we want you on the show. So in my case, I first did yoga when I was in prison. I was in prison for demonstrations against the war in Vietnam, and I ended up in a year and a half in prison, and which is more than I expected. But I had a yoga teacher. We were about 15 of us in this tiny little room. And first the guys were a little embarrassed, but it was pretty amazing. And I found a lot of my own anxiety and a lot of my own anger of dissipating, and I worked out with weights, so I did a lot of, played ball, but this was a whole nother thing. This was a whole different way of operating. And then in the future, I got very sick about 7 or 8 years ago and had a series of different, pretty serious illnesses that, and I was in a hospital with some neurological problems that they couldn't diagnose, and one of the guys doing the night shift was this doctor, Ravinder Singh, who's an Indian man with this enormous beard, and he said, do you believe in Eastern medicine? And I said, yeah, I do. He says, well, I don't think, since you proved negative on all your tests, I don't think your neurological problems are primarily because of a known causation, but I think you just have a neurological mess going on. Mm-hmm. And so he introduced me to a yoga therapist named Doris Pruhringer, who's been my teacher for 4 years. And we do a very intensive hour and a half to 2 hour breathing, at first just nostril breathing, kickboxing, push-ups, sit-ups, head-knee poses. But I want to talk about the tree pose, which is my not yet my favorite pose, but my challenging pose,
yeah.
Because I used to be able to do the tree pose really, really well. So when I started, all my balance had gone. And I would, the tree pose is you stand up on two legs and you raise one leg, sort of pull it into your crotch. So it's sort of bent. I don't know how to describe it right. And so you're really on one leg, and the other leg is essentially against, you know, the raised leg is against the so-called steady leg. And, but I couldn't do it. I mean, I would fall almost the minute I got there. And then I would say, you stupid idiot, you used to be able to do it. Which is not exactly the best way to learn how to do the tree pose. So the first thing was to say, Eric, you're not back there. You're here.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Yes.
If you're going to keep describing what you used to do, you never, just, this is who you are right now. You better get into this. And mm-hmm. and don't worry if you fall. It's so big deal. You don't have good balance. And one thing I found is that I started finding higher and higher places to focus my eyes. I was focusing too low, and I focused my eyes higher up on the ceiling. And, well, 2.5 years later, I'm pretty good, is
yeah.
the point. But I think what we all know, and this is what I'll say back to you, is the good thing about yoga is every day is good. It's not like you're on your way to go somewhere else, which is how we think.
Mm-hmm.
You're there that day.
Right.
And if that's where you are, that's where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you talk about that, how it would relate to the culture of East LA and what you're trying to accomplish?
Yeah, it's about being present. It's about being in the moment. It's about bringing to attention to what is. And Lauren and I have both, in sharing the practice with the East Side of Los Angeles, we've been very intentional about bringing yoga to the people and allowing the people to determine and decide what kind of yoga they want to practice or what kind of flow they want to dance or how uniquely their pose looks exactly. And so really it's about sharing this profound practice that incorporates the mind, body, and beyond. What we're doing now is, you know, originally we intended to just have 5 classes, and it grew really quickly. People responded. People of East LA, as a matter of fact, do want to practice
yes.
yoga. And so we want to grow with that momentum. And per the feedback of our students and because of the type of response that we got, we want to open up a yoga studio, or we will. We plan to open up a yoga studio. Let me rephrase that. Sometime soon in the year of 2014, definitely, we're looking at spring or summer. We want to open up a permanent yoga studio of health and well-being and other alternative forms of medicine and self-care in the East LA area.
Well, before you go, we want to sing a song, and then we're going to give people, we're going to end with all kinds of information about how they can reach you, and we're going to push hard to get you the money for the studio you want. I can't, you can.
Yes.
We rehearsed for at least 11 seconds outside.
Yeah, I think it was 11 or 12.
So tell us the song, and then give me my part again, and we're going to do it.
All right. So this is a song that has just recently come to me, actually, and I've just been practicing it on my own. I've played a little bit around with Cafeteras. But yeah, you wanted to sing a song, and I thought what a perfect way to make the connection of all forms of healing, right? There's this creative expression healing, there's this song healing, and there's this yoga healing. So this song, I think I'm going to call it Boom Bop.
Okay.
And that's your part. It's going to go boom bop, boom bop, boom bop, boom bop,
boom bop. Am I too low? Boom.
No, that's good. Boom bop, boom bop, boom bop, boom bop, boom bop, boom bop. I like water and the color blue. I love to dance without my shoes. I love water and the color blue, and the color blue.
Boom bop,
boom bop, boom bop. Break it down. I like flowers and the month of June. I love to sit and watch them bloom. I love flowers and the month of June. And the month of June. Boom bop, boom bop, boom bop. I like doves, watch them fly above. Dreams of peace, justice and love. I love doves, watch them fly above. Watch them fly above. Boom bop, boom bop, watch them fly above.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was our debut.
Right,
so
well,
if you'd like to hire us, you can contact peoplesyoga.org.
Well, thank you. That was fun. That was a beautiful song. It was fun to get my part and then see how you worked off it. So let's talk about peoplesyoga.org, because I want to make sure that our listeners can reach you, and listeners, please reach them is the point. Call up. What do you want people, if everybody listened to you, what would you want them to do?
There's plenty of things that everyone can do. One thing is that we are leading a campaign to open the first and only yoga studio in the East LA area. So if you're down for that, tell your friends, or go to our website, peoplesyoga.org, and make a contribution towards our campaign to open this studio, to build the studio. Another thing you can do is come to a class. If you're afraid of yoga, even better. If you're new to yoga, even better. We are dedicated to making yoga accessible to everybody, every body, every ability, every age, et cetera, et cetera. But call us, invite us to be a part of your community. Anything else you want to add?
Especially if you work at schools. We've gotten calls from schools to do yoga with kids. And so if you work at a school, you work at a place that's looking to bring in some health and wellness, whether one time or, you know, maybe 5 to 10 weeks, we can do that as well. And we feel that sharing this practice to individuals, to kids, to workers, to the whole realm of society is just going to benefit the larger community. So, yes, give us a call or peoplesyoga.org.
Yes.
Well, you got a good name.
Thank you.
You don't have
you.
To say peoplesyoga124.org.
No.
Right? Yeah, people's yoga.
Yeah.
And I just want to add that one of the things that's great about yoga is you don't need a penny to do it.
Right.
It's your body.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
And if you take one class, you can go home and do six yogas by yourself and come the next week.
Yeah.
Right? Why don't you just tell a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, the idea of having a yoga studio is this way of creating a sustainable space of health and wellness, right? And so by us sharing yoga, we're giving people the tools to create their own long-term practice. And again, we want people to take yoga and redefine it in whatever terms they want to define it as, and be creative with their own practice.
And in many ways, it's more important what you do off the mat, as the expression is, and the breathing and being present and the compassion and love. And all of that is yoga as well. And so we're only in a class maybe once a week, once or a few times a week. And what are we doing off the mat? And that's what we encourage our students to do as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just take it with them and take their breath with them.
Well, I'd add that if you look at all the problems of a society, police brutality, hunger, joblessness, obesity, depression, I see this as very political. You know, I see this as part of a wellness program that just is against all the values of the society, which is so sick. And I urge everybody to get in touch. First of all, Leah Rose Gallegos and Lauren Kwan in Madrid are very dynamic young women who are going to help you organize. Okay, Enrico. And so peoplesyoga.org, thank you very much. Boom, bop, 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 bop.
I like
bop.
Water.
Boom, bop.
The color blue. I like water and the color blue. I like to dance without my shoes. I love water.
This is Eric Mann saying goodbye from KPFK.org. And we'll see you next Tuesday at 4 on KPFK 90.7 FM. And it's been a wonderful show. And thank you so much for paying attention.
Thank you.
Thank you.